W2T. W2T and 0TR.
W2T. Hello, Tom.
What you doing, old man?
I'm around on the computer right now.
Oh, I just went out and moved the truck and got the mail and getting ready to go down and meet the grandson about 3:30 at Harbor Freight so I can get suckered in to buying him a Christmas present, I think.
Ah, you're not sure yet, though, until you get there, right?
It's Grandpa's intuition. And Grandpa's dollar. Oh, shoot. Well, he may just want me to haul something for him. I don't know. He's looking at a toolbox. He's doing a, oh, I forget what they call it, internship over at Benson Motors. And making some spare money. And still going to school, of course. But it's a crappy day out there, ain't it?
Tell me, I was out earlier. I hollered at you when I was out earlier, but I had me some good boneless wings for lunch and then come back to the house.
Put the radio on for a little while, and then, so I shut it off. And it's well-needed rain, but we've only got 0.2 inches here so far, or 0.20. So, at any rate, the rain gauge out front's in agreement with that. Sure makes the grass look greener anyways.
Yeah, that means if it does much of that, then you'll have to mow it again before it gets into summer weather again.
Good possibility. I was trying to put in some eye drops there. You made me laugh. But, yeah, with fescue you do now and then, but it doesn't grow near as fast in the winter time. But it's really had a trying summer, what with this drought, I'll tell you. Not a good thing. Well, I've just been sitting around playing on the computer, reading some junk, and chilling out, I guess you'd say, today. Not much else.
About pay a bill and go check a price on something else, and so I figured I'd stop and get me some lunch on the way home instead of having to try to do some cooking here. So, you know, that's the way it worked out.
Well, from what I read, there's supposed to be 2 CMEs hit Earth today and tomorrow, or yesterday and today, I guess, and the band wasn't overwhelmingly good. I did get a confirmation from Chatham Islands. I don't know if it's on a new band or not. I doubt it. I've talked to them years ago. But, or Chatham, I think they call it. But the only thing I worked last night was a youth on the air. And he was on 40-meter sideband there, and I just do it to help him out. Real nice young man was running it.
Got on a net last night for a while. Made some contacts. Worked station in Colorado. Worked one in Utah. Just to add my count on 40 meters for the club. So, you know, that's what I was trying to do a little bit last night. And also give some people to South Carolina contact. And all, because they're working for awards in the club and everything. So, anyway, and all. But I'm sitting here waiting on a phone call from somebody, and I haven't heard back from them yet, so hopefully they'll call me before it gets too late, and I hope the mailman runs soon. I thought I heard his truck out there making his stops at the mailboxes, and got out there and started to cross, and noticed my flag was still up, so obviously he hasn't been a by yet.
I never put anything in the mailbox that has a check or anything in it anymore, but if I put something out there, I'll wait till about an hour before they usually come. We had a different mailman today. He was very nice, and he was pretty prompt. And he brought a package up to the door, which a lot of them just stick it in the newspaper box out there, which we don't use anymore. But it was a new motor for my heater in the basement. And I seen it on eBay, and They're hard to come by, so I went ahead and ordered one. It was only $20, and so I'll have it there for a spare if this other one goes out. I noticed a little bit of noise from it the other day, but it hadn't done it since. And it's sealed, so you can't lubricate the bearings or anything. It's a little shaded pole motor. But I thought from eBay for $19.95 for a new motor was a pretty good deal.
Something like that. I just haven't bought anything on eBay much anymore because the last item I bought on there, I got screwed for it, so I quit buying on there. And I know it's individuals, but still, you got to be careful when you buy on eBay.
Get ratings on them there and stars over to the side, but like you say, you got to be suspicious of everything nowadays. But it didn't look like it's new in a way. Another way it did. But it turned freely and didn't have any slack in the bearings and that. And these are the type of motors they used to use on forced air convection on refrigerators. And they generally last for 20 or 30 years, so I'm not going to worry about it. And it's exact fit. And it's only if you hold your thumb out and your center finger and make a big circle, it's about that big around. It only draws 9 watts, and getting one that's 230 volts and the exact replacement is great, because I've had that little heater in the basement, I think, since 2011, and all things can wear out. Usually the cow rods don't wear out, but blower motors can go, and so I had to take it out and look at the back of it, of course, and get the data off of it. But I hadn't bought anything from eBay in ages either, Rusty. This is your old TR.
The last thing I bought from there, I got screwed on it, so I haven't bought anything back there. And supposedly it was a reputable dealer that had this stuff, and what I got was a piece of junk. And then I tried to contact him, and I went back through eBay to get back, and they said they couldn't find him. And and they were sorry and all. They gave me my money back, but still, I wasn't happy with it, you know, and all, because it seemed like he sold what he had, and then he closed up shop real quick.
Sold anything on eBay for probably 20 years, and don't have any plans to. I've thought about it before, but I just never did do it, and I, you know, wound up giving things away that I probably could have sold on there, but it just ain't worth the trouble of it, you know, packaging it up and paying for the shipping, and I always had them pay for the shipping, but like I said, I probably only sold a half a dozen things on there when I lived back in Kansas years ago.
About 2 things on there at all, but I bought some things off of there before or through using them, but you know, it's just lately it's just gotten where you gotta be, as they say, buyer beware.
Their nephew, son-in-law down here, he sells stuff quite often on Facebook. You know, I don't use Facebook. I don't trust it, and I don't use it, but there's millions of people that do, and he puts his stuff on there, and you'd be amazed how fast he sells it. But I've heard people, you know, meeting somebody down at the Walmart parking lot or something to exchange their item, won't use it.
I don't either, so anyway. So you're on your way down to meet your grandson, huh?
Here in the bar stool here. I've been watching a History Channel thing, I guess it was, on Modern Marvels, on the evolution of airports. And we're going to leave here within the next 15 minutes and head down that way. He gets out of school at 3:35, which is on Main Street there in Greer, so... we ought to get there about the same time. And I guess the rain's about done, and then tomorrow it's going to get worse, but that's the last of the forecasts I had heard. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, well, my sister said it was like 51 degrees down at her place yesterday, and then it was supposed to be 81 today, so go figure.
One. I don't like this cold. I had to go out there to chickens this morning. Yeah, there's an ARRL contest starts tonight, but it's 160 meters, so every time I ever looked at that, it was 99 and 44 100s of the same guys that I had heard over the last 10 years, and they're all in the United States, or a few in Mexico, but few and far between on the DX. And I don't know if this CME will affect 160 or not, Rusty. You'd have to ask an expert. I know it will. The other bands, they'll be crappy.
Yeah, well, I don't have 160-meter capability right now, so, you know, I'd like to, because the Century Club has some nets on that band, and I'd like to get make some more contacts on that band, because I'd like to get, I'm working on an award on that band, and it'd be nice to be able to get on the air and hear those folks. But, you know, I'm hearing them, but they're not hearing me. It's one of those type situations. And all, because right now I can't really transmit with much power on my antennas as they are right now. So, oh, well, you know, it is what it is and everything. So, oh, but, yeah, I just hope it doesn't get too, you know, if we're going to get rain, that the temperature stays up, you know.
This is N0TRW2T. Yeah, it's 47 here now on my weather station. It feels like 45. There's an easterly wind peaking at 4. Barometer's 29 or 82, so that doesn't indicate much rain right now. But we can use it. And last forecast I heard said up to 1 inch. 160 meters, I just rarely ever use it. I rarely see anything posted on any of the clusters. And I've listened several times here recently, and I got two different antennas that'll do it. But for the money, I don't think it's worth it. I have 60 or 61 countries on it. But I asked Ariel one time, I said, how'd you get DXCC on that? Because that's the only band I don't have DXCC on. I got 8 bands, but that 9th one's a bummer. He said, a lot of sleepless nights, and he's one of the hardest workers I ever known on, you know, mainly CW, but on the radio. And when he says that, it's a lot more effort than I'm willing to put in.
Well, I'm sending in, I got to send my payment in to go with it, but I've now got 3 bands, DXCC on 3 bands, and I'm close on 3 more, so I'm working on it and getting there, and I was surprised when I was going through the thing the other day that I found that now I've got it on, let's see, what am I getting this time? I'm getting I've got DXCC on phone, and then I've got 40 meter and 15 meter to add to the 20 meter I've got, and I'm real close on 30, and I'm also close on 15. No, I'm also close on 12, believe it or not. And so I'm trying to work the bands, and I think I'm close. I think I need 6 more on. Confirmation of 6 more on 80 meters to have it that way too. So anyway, but I keep working at it. So I got to send $62 to ARRL for the these other certificates, so I can get them and get them in and go with that. You know.
Ooh, that bites. $62. I've probably done the same thing over a period of time. I let it get up to so many, and then I'll cash it in and get them counted. But I'd like to get 300 on CW. I got 295, and I got 306 on mixed. But I don't care that much about sideband, but I think I got 257 up around that area, or a little more. But you're doing good, Rusty. Keep after it. I never did even count until I got down here, and Bob got me interested in it, and Ariel, and different ones, and Bill. So then I started, when I started using Logbook of the World, but I've done pretty good on there. I got over 50%, you know, replies, but a great many of them don't. But I got a lot of them in now that I should be getting some things back on. I don't know if it's any new ones or not. They're just band fillers. But that's what keeps it interesting, and that's what keeps it fun. So I enjoy it, but I get bored when I go down there and sit for 2 hours and I don't hear hardly anything. So that's why I went up there to 7240 last night and did that Youth on the Air. I always try to do them, or if I see a Parks on the Air or a VOTA station, I've been working those. Kind of fills in the time. But I usually only work about 2 to 3 hours of an evening. Anyways, Rusty, I've got to get out here and get ready to go. So, nice talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you on the mobile in a little while. It's only about 10 minutes down there, I think. W2T and 0TR, 73's Rusty.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. 73's W2T clear.